This is Danny Lyon. I'm a high school taking world history, and we learned about the Russian Revolution. In 1917, Russia left World War I in order to fix their own problems. Russia was starving and had been exhausted from the war. Their economy was behind compared to other European nations. Their government was totalitarian. A totalitarian government gives the government more power over the people and economy. Russia was getting more and more discontent, resulting in the February Revolution. One of the causes of the February Revolution was land-owning nobles, priests, and the Tsar controlling the government. Tsar Nicholas II was an inadequate leader in Russia. During Tsar's rule, Queen Alexandra ended up overpowering him. She thought it was her duty to make sure Nicholas II kept his power. There was also a Siberian peasant and monk named Rasputin. Rasputin was very charismatic. Some people even believed he had magical powers. He became Alexandra's personal advisor while Nicholas was in the front. He also helped their son named Alexei with his hemophilia. Although he was not a doctor, he portrayed himself to be able to tell the future. He warned Alexandra and Nicholas of their son's death. He convinced the Romanov family if they tried to kill him, their whole family would die. The peasants liked Rasputin because they thought he was standing up for them. But the nobles thought he was trying to corrupt the royal family. In 1916, the nobles assassinated Rasputin out of fear for the monarchy. The people started protesting and revolting against the chaotic leadership they had in Russia, soon resulting in Tsar Nicholas II stepping down in 1917. This paved the path for a radical socialist government to take over in the October Revolution. Vladimir Lenin, being a revolutionist with a controversial family, tried to turn Russia immediately into socialism. He led the Bolsheviks against the Soviets, who consisted of workers and soldiers. Lenin, being against the Tsar government, spread his socialist ideas to factory workers. The Bolsheviks won the revolution, but their government didn't last long. Civil war broke out in Russia from 1918 to 1921. The Reds, Communist Party, were Lenin's people, workers, and peasants. On the other side, the Whites were non-communist parties who wanted more of a democratic government. Lenin signed the Brest-Litovsk Treaty in 1918, but gave a lot of Russian territory and population to Germany. During the Civil War, the whole Romanovs and royal family got trapped and assassinated in a room they thought they were safe in. When Lenin died in 1924, there was a power struggle between Leon Trotsky and Joseph Stalin. Trotsky was favored. He was out and giving all of the speeches and wanted a worldwide revolution to overthrow communism, while Stalin was behind the scenes more and wanted to deal with communism just in Russia. Although Trotsky was preferred by the people, Stalin won because he was good at controlling everything, and he started to expose Trotsky and kicked him out of the Communist Party. Trotsky fled Russia in 1929, but just to make sure he didn't come back and try to compete with Stalin, Stalin had Trotsky assassinated in 1940 in Mexico.